Welcome to the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. I am Britt, the host and creator of Lucid Life Vibes. We're going to be talking about telepathy in this episode and the wild horses. I know that telepathy is the highest form of communication, and I think you're going to love what the horses have to say. But first, I would never interrupt a podcast, a meditation, a thought experiment with an ad with sponsors. But I have 12 amazing sponsors, and they all are offering 12 coupon codes for you. All you got to do is use good vibes at checkout. So let me give you my quick link directly to all 12, because it's that time of the year. I have things for the ladies and for the guys and everyone on your list. Whatever you celebrate, oh my goodness, you're going to love these discounts. Just go to mydeals.page/JKXL. That's mydeals.page, /JKXL. Cozy Earth, 41% off. That is a huge discount. And I'll be putting in a Christmas order. Bamboo, luxury, everything, sheets, towels, PJs, something for everybody on your list. And can I just tell you, Tona Active, chemical-free leggings, you're going to get 16% off these designer leggings. TonaActive.com, TonaActive.com, good vibes at checkout. And I have another one, Yarick Hair. I love having healthy, happy hair, and there is a Yarick hair quiz for you. If you go to yarickhair.com, it's YAROKHAIR, yarickhair.com. There's a quiz. It'll guide you through the very best hair care. It's all natural, vegan. I love this hair care, and I love having healthy, happy hair. You can have healthy, happy hair, and this is for the ladies and the men. Everybody can use this hair care. You're going to get 15% off at Yarick Hair with my code GOODVIBES, GOODVIBES. Again, there's 12 coupons for you, 12. So I hope you stop by and start saving big. When you guys shop with my sponsors, you not only save tons of money, but they support the podcast. So thank you to all my sponsors. I appreciate you. And last, our friend Rhonda here is offering you 20% off on her Etsy shop, Crystals, Crystals, and More Crystals. Rhonda is your crystal connection, RS Jewelry Lapidary on Etsy. You'll get 20% off at checkout with good vibes code. Crystal pendants, earrings, rings, everything you can imagine. You can also shop direct with Rhonda and get any custom orders. She is creating custom bracelets and pendants for me right now, and I love them. So just contact Rhonda at RS Jewelry Lapidary and mention good vibes. Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal, opening the doorway, the gateway, the entrance that is the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. Little disclaimer here for all the podcasts that I create and that I host. These are thought experiments. Everything is opinion based. And I'm never giving medical or financial advice. I'm simply sharing. I'm a storyteller. So I love hosting these podcasts. I don't know how much longer I'll be live streaming. I've been talking about that here and there, you know, social media and all that. But I am all in for these podcasts. I just love it. It reminds me of the radio shows. It reminds me of a good audiobook. I might do some video podcasts in the future, especially when I have guests on. However, I love a good audio podcast because you can listen like music. And it's a great way to bring your subconscious and ego into a conversation. And this conversation about telepathy, well, there might need to be an invitation to your subconscious and ego to listen in, which they always are. Subconscious and ego are always listening, and that's okay. That's okay. The subconscious wants to keep you safe and be like, hey, let's shine some light up on this, right? Keeping you safe, reminding you, guiding you. But sometimes you have to sift and sort through that fear, right? And that guidance from the subconscious. What's really going on there? And then the ego wants what the ego wants. I mean, there's certain things you want to experience and there's certain things you don't want to experience. And the ego is like, yo, I want this. I don't want that. Right. And that's okay. What do you want? What do you not want? And there's this, what are you open to and what are you closed off to? And so no key is needed when you're simply open and you're open to having a thought experiment. You're open to having a conversation. And that's what these podcasts are, just having a conversation. I believe we're in this time of a great awakening. And for me, that is, there's more to us, more to our experience. Like there's more going on. And I believe a lot of things have been hidden and suppressed over the past 10,000 years. I mean, that long. Because when we go back 10,000 years, we're into these ancient civilizations that really nobody can describe. And here's the thing. Academia, the sciences, the constructs of Earth, right? The systems of Earth like to tell us. And really, we're all seekers. And it's time to be the quantum detective for yourself. You know, what is your truth? I've been asking this question a lot recently, which is, does your truth challenge your beliefs? I think it's a powerful question, and questions are powerful. I'm gonna grab some coffee. Think about that for just a second. Your truth is that core rootedness of who you are. The soul loves the truth. And then there are the many beliefs, right? What they believe, what you believe, the belief systems, right? Which for me, when it comes to that, it's like believing something, you have to kind of buy into that. And we've also been talking on this podcast about the cult culture. The word cult is in culture. And so when you're anchored, when you're balanced, rooted in your truth, right? So you're the tree of life, always growing and becoming, evolving. You can feel how the core of you, the trunk of you, the nurturing nourishment, right? That's pulling up all the nutrients, the water, everything needed for the life experience. So you being the tree of life, growing, living, having a physical experience here on planet Earth. It's the truth. Your truth that creates the balance and the knowing and the clarity for you. And that is where the confidence flows. It's not through buying into something, believing, going along with the crowd. Oh, they believe this. It must be something, right? It's you. It's this inner conversation. It's this inner, this deep knowing your truth. And so I believe, you know, we've talked about intuition, that innate instinct, the inner navigational system. We all have intuition, and I believe we all have psychic abilities. It's part of being human. It's innate. And I think that has been being suppressed and hidden for 10,000 years. You know, it's interesting when we go back 4,500 years to Egypt, they talk about this Ankh. Now, there's also talks of this trident as well. And I believe both are actual tools here on Earth. They're for humans, man-made tools here on Earth. And I believe they actually serve purposes. So the trident is one of protection, but the Ankh is one of connection. Oh, how interesting. We were at 11:11 into this podcast when I said the Ankh, connection. Isn't that interesting? And so the Ankh in Egypt was used as this tool of connection. Connecting to what? I believe the non-physical. So life for me is physical and non-physical. And maybe that's what some people are awakening to. Now, I don't use the word spiritual. You know, spiritual awakening is a buzzword right now. It's super buzzy. Spiritual awakening. And people defining it, right? And then ascension and ascension symptoms and defining everything. And for me, I would rather not define things for everyone because we all have different perspectives, different ways of receiving and perceiving. It's not a one-size-fits-all human experience. Now, I do believe that we are all life force creation energy. And that means we have intuition and psychic abilities because I believe my truth, right? My truth and my belief of the human experience for all is that we are life force creation energy. However, we are all different. We are an extension of that life force creation energy, and our creativity is different. It manifests in different ways. We express that in different ways. And so that's why our truth is so vital to the experience, is allowing yourself to align, to attune to your own natural innate truth, who you are. But we have to shake off the things that don't apply, right? All the things that have put on us, believe this, not that, this is right, this is wrong, right? All that and the judgments that come along with it. And so a lot of people are in this like life saving, right? They want to save everybody and share their beliefs because they think it's out of love to share because they're saving. And really it's a self-saving through that alignment, attunement with what is your truth. And so when you allow yourself the stillness, the silence to go inside what you know for yourself, you do know. And we can go back to Egypt where there's this Ankh, there's this tool of connection between the physical and non-physical. Now, why do I not use the word spiritual and spirituality? Because I think that separation is the grand illusion. Meaning there's a separation between what is physical and non-physical. The separation between earth and heaven, heaven and earth. The separation between ourselves, our spirit, our soul. The separation. The non-physical and the physical are all part of this time and space. Life is simply physical and non-physical. The quanta, the matter is quanta. It's all energy. So it's quantum energy. It's quantum physics at play, meaning our thoughts, our words, our actions are all creating what we want or what we don't want. That's just quantum physics at play. And it all is about everything in life. So that is physical and non-physical. I'm sitting here holding my coffee cup, right? I'm holding this coffee cup and it's ceramic. And you hear the table? I'm going to put the cup on the table, right? Knock, knock. It sounds solid, right? I mean, my ceramic coffee cup is holding my coffee, which is a liquid. And it's not spilling out. Now, you know, if I were to tilt the cup, right, it could spot, but it's in the cup. So it might look solid, but really it's all moving. My coffee, I can see my coffee moving in my cup, but I can't see the table or the cup moving because it appears solid. It's a density. We can see it. It's physical. And so when we talk about physical reality, we're now talking about dimensions. And so when we talk about physical reality and dimensions, it's a density conversation. And for me, if we're talking about spiritual, what makes something spiritual and another thing not spiritual? I think it's more of what's physical and what's non-physical. Right now, when we talk about non-physical, what's going on there? Well, let's talk about it because that's what these podcasts are about. I want to talk about this non-physical. And for me, the word spiritual and spirituality, what does that mean? What does that even mean? Let's dive in and let's call it what it is. And so I think it's more biology, but part of that biology is physical and non-physical. When we tap into our mitochondria DNA, it's pure energy. It's light. We are light. We emit light. I mean, I love hearing from surgeons. There's a brain surgeon that I absolutely adore, and he talks about how if we had the right lighting and in certain environments, you would be able to see the light when he performs surgery on somebody, when he cuts into that, into them. I know I'm not trying to be gruesome here for you. But he talks about during surgery, right? In those moments that we do omit light. That when he performs those surgeries, that light is coming out of humans. And so a lot of people have been talking about this methane blue. Well, it literally returns the light to your body. Again, I'm not giving medical advice here. But it's really interesting. We are light. Biologically, we are light. Biologically, our mitochondria DNA is pure energy, and we can recode that. We can rewrite that. We can reprogram that. It's incredible. We are incredible. I mean, I could talk about water forever. It's incredible. The earth is 70% water. Our bodies are 70% water. You can program water as well. And so I believe we can reprogram our thoughts. We can reprogram emotions, our body. I mean, I've experienced healing in the body, and it's true that we can absolutely have a new body in 7 years. Now, I worked with top doctors and specialists, and it was incredible. But they reminded me it's mental, emotional, and physical. There's physical and non-physical. You know, part of healing the body was healing the mind and the emotions. It all comes forward. And so I know for myself that having a human experience Well, that involves intuition and psychic abilities, and telepathy is one of those many psychic abilities. Telepathy is this highest form of communication. And it's fascinating. I don't know if you've been listening to the telepathy tapes. It's a podcast. It's incredible. I agree with everything that is shared in that podcast. And we're going to be talking about that podcast as well as we move forward. So if you haven't tuned into the telepathy tapes, it was just on Spotify, the podcast, but I believe it's on YouTube now. And I think there's even a season 2. I need to catch myself up on that so we can talk about it all. But in the telepathy tapes, they talk specifically about nonverbal humans and how telepathic they are. And I would agree. And so they're talking about autism. They're talking about so many different humans with special needs that are nonverbal, that do not speak. And really what it is that they are challenged physically, but they are not challenged mentally or emotionally. It's a physical disability where it's very hard for them to express physically, right? So the speech is part of that. However, the brain is amazing and so intelligent. And what's being discovered, and you know what's interesting, is that parents and teachers and caregivers of nonverbal humans have known this for a very long time, how telepathic they really are. And there are many ways now with technology that nonverbal humans have been able to connect with technology and to begin to vocalize their thoughts and to begin to share. And in doing so, the information that's coming out is powerful. Now, I've been in the group, the crowd that has known about telepathy since I can remember, like as a child. I have always known that I can telepathically listen, tune in, communicate. It's a sending and receiving. When I was a child, I've always been able to tune in and communicate. So a lot of people, they think telepathy is this reading of the mind. Now, I love it because it's actually 11:11 for me as I'm recording this. And so I love that we're in this 11:11 moment right here, right now, as I'm recording this. And I already mentioned when it was 11:11 into this podcast. For me, 11:11 is the fourth dimension. And that's why people are seeing it everywhere. I mean, awareness is our superpower. When you know that awareness guides and messages are everywhere, you allow awareness to become your superpower and you're able to tune in and tap in to the telepathy, the communication. There's a sending and there's a receiving. And that's actually what telepathy is it's a sending and a receiving. It's like us having this conversation right now. And I think part of this 11:11 fourth dimension, the great awakening, is knowing that intuition and psychic abilities is simply part of being human. And some of us already use telepathy. It's a part of life for us. It's very normal and common for me to interact with people through telepathy. It's incredible. I mean, we're not separated through time and space, and it's a simple communication. So I am communicating with you. I'm talking, I'm sending, you're listening, you're receiving. Now, what I love most about this podcast is I'm asking you questions. It's very interactive because life is interactive. It's so interactive. So I would rather, instead of use the word spiritual and spirituality, I would rather use communication, interaction. It's time to interact with the non-physical. It's time to have a communication with the non-physical. But what happens is most people go, oh, close up, right? When you're open, there's no key needed, right? You're just open to receiving. You're open to knowing something that you don't yet know yet. You're being open to discovering something you don't yet know. That was better. There's no key needed when you're open. You're just open. But here's the thing. You're the filter. You have a natural filtration. You have natural protection and shielding. When you know what you want and you don't want, that's part of that positive, negative, your magnetic heart. And there's protection for you. And so for me, I'm open to receiving, but I'm only open to receiving from the higher dimensions, from the heavenly realm, from higher self, my spirit self. And I have a natural filtration. So I have no fear about what I'm tuning in, tapping into, or receiving, because I know I'm protected and I've tuned into that filtration of protection. And so I think for a lot of people, there's, you know, the belief system. A lot of people immediately judge the word like psychic or psychic abilities, but not intuition. And really, your psychic abilities are an extension of your intuition. It's part of your inner navigational system. And life is interactive. And so your inner navigational system, you know, probably feels very non-physical. And that's why I think some people will say it's spirituality, because it's not so physical, yet it really is physical, because life is mental, emotional, and physical. It's all part of the human experience. And there's no separation from what is the physical and non-physical. The thoughts, the emotions, it's part of the physical experience. And so for me, I think that when awareness is your superpower, you're tuned into this navigational system and all the guidance and messages that are everywhere. So like when you're having pain in your body, you go, oh, there's pain. What does that mean? It's a signal. It's like your check engine light in your car. Like, hello, red alert. Getting your attention to bring something forward so that you can care for yourself. So when you're having a thought, it's an indicator, a signal. When you're having an emotion, it's an indicator, it's a signal. When you're having pain, right? It's all information when you allow it to be information. And so I have a hard time saying, oh, this is spiritual, that's not spiritual, because really it's all part of the experience, physical, non-physical. Now, your belief system, your truth, right? Maybe that falls into the spirituality realm of what you believe. Maybe it's about heaven, right? Maybe it's about being life force, creation, energy, and defining that for yourself. And I absolutely can see how a lot of people with their beliefs or religion comes into play. And then what's happening with the religion, right? What's happening with the belief system within that religion? And does that support the biology of your human experience, that life is physical and non-physical, or does it move against that, right? Work against that. So definitely, I think when it comes to our belief system, there's going to be some challenges, but that just circles back to what I said at the beginning. Does your truth challenge your belief system, your beliefs, what you believe? That's where I was. I remember for decades, I would finish praying at night and be ready to go to sleep. And I would have the same question come through my mind, the thought. It would spin, almost like haunting me. And I would hear, what if none of this is true? What then? Like, what's the next thought? Where would you go next if none of this was true? And so I went there. And when I decided to be open, no key needed, to that, I stepped through the doorway, the entrance, the gateway of that thought. What if this is not true? What then? What is the truth? What is my truth? And when I stepped into that, I realized that I knew my truth all along, even when I was a kid. And that my intuition and all those psychic abilities that I knew I had, they were part of my experience. It was true. It was absolutely true. And when I allowed my truth to stream forward for me, and I put those beliefs to the side so that I could really feel through my truth and what I was really experiencing, everything started making perfect sense. Everything started lining up. It was like, wow, yes. Yes. So when I say we're having this awakening, it's really awakening to there being more to you, more to your experience. And I think that we have to define what that is for ourselves because it's rooted in our truth. You have to feel it for yourself. And the thing is that you do know, and that knowing is right there with your intuition and psychic abilities. Telepathy, I think a lot of people have this fear, this judgment, because again, most people default to, oh, reading my mind. Can you read my mind? It's interesting because I'm really tuned into all the psychic abilities. I mean, I use my intuition and all the psychic abilities, and that's why I can share all these psychic stories with you. And I have some to share. It's truly amazing. The horses have been speaking. And I've been listening, and animals are telepathic just like humans. It's life force, creation energy. We're all connected. The consciousness of nature, the insects, the plants, the animals. There's communication. The mushroom kingdom, the mycelium, the fungi that's underneath the ground connects all the trees and nature and the grasses, the flowers and the plants, everything connected underground through the mycelium, which is the network. And mycelium is the mushroom or the fungus before you actually see a mushroom or fungus. The mushroom and fungi kingdom is actually this network of mycelium. It looks like white roots or lightning. And it's all underneath the ground, everywhere we walk. And so when you see a mushroom here and there or fungus here or there, that's just the tiniest little expression of what's really happening underground. And the mushroom kingdom is amazing because it helps with the decomposition, right? It helps break down the old. So it's a huge recycler here on planet Earth. The mushrooms are also cosmic from space, and we share quite a bit of DNA with the mushrooms, which is a lot of fun. But there is a communication through nature that has been scientifically proven that nature communicates specifically through this mycelium underneath our feet, underground. Yet we also communicate, look at Wi-Fi rays, Wi-Fi waves. Oh, you can't look, can you? You can't see that. It's non-physical, isn't it? You know, the mycelium is underground, but can we see it? No. But could we sense it? Yes. It's just like people, I believe, when it comes to dowsing, you've heard of dowsing for water or for gold or oil, you know, people that are looking for water or oil or whatever underneath the surface of the earth. We can also sense that. Cats and horses, they know where water is. Cats do not want to lay on top of water lines where water is underground, but horses do want to lay on the water underneath. So horses will go right to the surface of wherever the water is underneath the ground, and the cats will move away from that water. It's fascinating. And as humans, we can sense that as well. And so I know that animals, humans, nature, we all have these non-physical senses. Absolutely. And we're all connected as well. But it's like anything else. You have to be practiced, experience, like the muscle, the memory, the habit of it. You know, it's innate for animals. When we look out into nature and how they communicate and how they move, it's fascinating. There is a communication going on. Absolutely. I mean, look at butterflies, look at birds, look at it. It's incredible. What about those of you that have dogs? I mean, maybe your cat does this too. Or those of you with horses. I don't know. I don't have a horse, but they sure have been talking to me. I've been hearing telepathically from the horses for months now. It's so fascinating. But maybe you have the dog or the cat that's always at the window or the door when you come home. Yeah, they do know. Your dog knows when you're coming home. Your cat probably knows as well. And it's not a scheduling thing. I mean, could it be a scheduling thing? Yes. But there have been proven studies, even with the animals, when it comes to their psychic knowing and the connection and communication that we all have. So when you think about intuition and psychic abilities as more of a communication and how we're connected as life force energy, just like those Wi-Fi waves, right? You can't see them, but they're there. You know, your Wi-Fi works. Your 5G, right? You're connected. It's the same goes with telepathy. It's this highest form of connection, but it's a communication. It's not this psychic invasion of your thoughts. And I think that's what a lot of people have a fear. It's like, oh no, can anybody just psychically come into my mind and just start grabbing my thoughts? And maybe that's for a whole other podcast. Let me know if you want me to talk about this. I mean, I had a live stream last night and there was a woman wanting me to psychically invade on what her husband was going to do next, what his next action was going to be. Like just psychic invasion on what he was going to do next. Some people do think that being psychic is about invading on other people and their privacy. And so for me, it's not that at all. It's actually the opposite. So if I am having a telepathic communication with somebody, there's a knocking, like knock, knock, hello, are you open to receiving, right? I can't tell you how many times I have been in a live stream and I've said something and somebody will say, I just said that, or I just thought that. I repeat so much telepathy when I'm doing energy readings and when I'm having a live stream. And I'm very aware that I'm doing it. But what even is sweeter is when I get a text or a call from somebody that says, are you telepathically communicating with me? And I'm like, yes, I was. Did you receive it? So I had a friend that came over recently and we talked all about telepathy. We talked about the telepathy tapes. We talked about autism and nonverbal humans, and it was such an incredible conversation. The next day, he sends me a text and he says, I think that you're telepathically communicating with me. I received something last night and again this morning. And I said, yes, I sent it twice. What I did was the night before, I had sent him a message, and then the next morning I sent it again. And both times in those exact moments, he received, and he was able to look at the clock even and be like, boom, yes, yes. Now, he didn't know exactly the words that I sent, but he knew I was knocking. He knew I was sending. And so he said to me, I need to be more open to receiving of what it is. And so I just told him what I was sending. It was a heart-based message. You know, sometimes we can send from the mind a thought, an image, or we can just send from the heart, just this overflow from the heart, right? Love is just that overflow from the heart. It's that expression from the heart. And so I think when you send a heart-based message, it's just one of love for what is perfect and right for them in that now moment, they can receive a heart message. I think when we get too caught up in the mind and the words and the exact wording of things, it can be overcomplicated. This coffee is incredible. I am so excited to share with you this story of the horse. And let me just say, wild horses, I have been receiving so many messages with songs. I have been channeling so many songs, the lyrics of songs. I mean, that's a communication right there. It's incredible. I am going to be doing a retreat into the music so we can talk about what's going on with the lyrics and the music, because absolutely the messages through the music and the lyrics, when you allow it to be the message, it's so powerful. And so recently I have had wild horses. It came through somebody's energy reading. And the response was, oh, there's a Rolling Stones song, Wild Horses, during the reading. And the next day, I could not stop receiving this Wild Horses communication. It was telepathy. And I just, it was like lyrics were coming through, but it didn't line up with the Rolling Stones. So I decided to dive deep into this Wild Horses. Well, let me tell you, there are so many songs with the title Wild Horses. So many songs. Guns N' Roses, The Sundays, I mean, just on and on. And only one or two of them is actually a cover of the original Rolling Stones. And the lyrics I kept getting were, wild horses carry me away. And the lyric is actually drag me away. And it's about a graceless woman. And the wild horses drag me away. And it's all about freedom, freedom of choice and freedom, right, from the gracelessness. And grace is such a powerful vibration and energy, giving yourself grace, extending it to others. And all of the songs are about freedom. And that's what grace is. I mean, what is the fourth dimension? Well, it's freedom of mind, body, and time. It's giving yourself the freedom and extending it to others. And it's really through just grace, right? That graceful freedom. And that's what this Wild Horses is all about, all the versions of it. And so I let that sink in, but I was still receiving about the Wild Horses and music. And so I decided that I was going to run over to Spotify and play the Guns N' Roses Wild Horses version while I was cooking food the other day. And I go to Spotify search, I type in Wild Horses, and oh my goodness, Bishop Briggs. I don't know if you know the song, Wild Horses, They Run Faster. Wild Horses Run Faster, Run Faster, Run Faster. That's the lyric. There is the most incredible song by Bishop Briggs. She has another great song, River. I love them both. And I completely forgot about this Wild Horses. And when I was doing this research through AI, it never brought up Bishop Briggs' Wild Horses. And I couldn't believe that I had forgotten it. The lyrics, oh my goodness, so powerful. It brought forward this amazing message about wild horses. And then on top of it, next year, 2026, is the year of the fire horse. So next year's energy is one of the horse, which is freedom, vitality, confidence. And then we also have the fire element with the horse. I could go on and on about the fire. I am fire, which is transmutation and enlightenment. I have been absolutely blown away by the telepathy I have been receiving all about the horse. And here it's going to be the year of the horse next year. The messages have not stopped streaming. And so I have been in receiving mode from this vibration of the wild horses. And the messages just keep coming and streaming. It's been incredible. But this isn't the first time the horses have come forward. Over the summer, this past year, I had put up a few podcasts, and there was one about, I believe it was Lapis. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but it was one of the podcasts from, I believe it was season three. I believe it was season three. So I think it was spring or summer, this past spring or summer. And somebody listened to this podcast. And then they ended up joining Patreon and diving deeper into what I have to talk about and what I bring forward. And then they came into my live stream. And I had been talking about the horse, this white horse, for weeks when this person joined my live stream. And when they came in, I had no idea they had listened to a podcast and they were on Patreon. I had no idea. And so they're in the live stream and they pick up a reading, a live stream energy reading. And I ask them if there's anything specific they want me to focus on. I didn't know who they were. I had never done a reading for them. Again, had no idea they had already listened to many podcasts or had been on Patreon. And so I ask if there's any questions, and they had questions and left a few questions, you know, fairly general, and then said, and there's a thing about a horse. I want to know about a horse. And I went, what? Stop the show. A horse? Is this a white horse? And she says, actually, the horse I'm asking about is not white, but my horse is white. And I said, well, let me tell you, your white horse has a message for you. And this is at the very very beginning of her reading. And she's like, what? What? And I said, oh, a white horse has been coming forward for weeks. Now, I use a series of images and cards during my energy readings as an extension of the readings. I'm not a card reader. There's no tarot or anything, no judgment there, but that's not what I do. I'm tuning into the quantum energy using intuition, psychic abilities to deliver powerful questions. And I tune into the other person's higher self, and I go in through the quantum energy, the ether, where all the information is. And so it's very much about the other person being open to receive. And so this person had asked questions, they were open. And once I knew about the white horse, it all started lining up. It all started making sense. And so immediately I say, your white horse has been coming through for weeks, like before they even came to the live stream. Now, towards the end of the reading or after the reading, I learned that they had listened to a podcast and then they joined Patreon. I believe around the same time of them listening to the podcast and joining Patreon is the time I started receiving about this white horse. And I believe not only is it just the horse energy that's been coming forward and messages and next year being the year of the horse, but I believe her horse was telepathically communicating with me. Like even the name was incredible of the horse. So I believe the energy began when she was open to receiving through the podcast and Patreon. It opened a doorway of communication. She was open to receiving from me through the podcast and Patreon, and then made her way into the live stream where she was open for a reading. And because she was open to receiving, there was this open communication between us, even though we had never met. I was completely unaware of her, even though she was aware of me. But her horse started speaking. Now, these images that I have in these cards, I do have one that has a white horse and a hot air balloon on it with some clouds. It's dancing clouds. The clouds are messages. And so in this image with the horse. And so that had been coming forward. I was playing a playlist at the time during my live stream, and there's a song, Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. That song kept repeating. I also have some images that have this white Pegasus, which is a winged horse, and then white unicorns as well. So white horses, right, that are unicorns. So unicorns, Pegasus, and then the actual white horse. And they were all coming forward. Now, here's what's fascinating. When I say to her, your horse has been communicating with me for weeks now. I've been waiting for this white horse to come into my awareness because I've been hearing from this white horse. And she says, well, my horse's name is Zeus. Oh my goodness. I have an image that has Zeus with lightning up in the clouds. And it's actually all about storms. It's the image, it says chaos spirit or chaos energy, storms. And up in the clouds, there's lightning and there's Zeus in the clouds. And so the white horse image with the hot air balloon had clouds. And when you read about it, it talks about dancing clouds. But then the Zeus, right, is actually up in the clouds. It's all about storms. And so these images and these messages have been coming forward to my live stream for weeks. And the minute she says, oh yes, my horse is Zeus, I go and get these images. I say, these have been streaming forward for weeks. She's like, wow, this is amazing. And so I immediately just start channeling. And by channel, I mean, I start transmitting what the telepathy from the horse was. So a lot of people have judgment around psychic, right? And then this word channel. They're like, oh no, what's channel? What are you channeling, right? So if I am receiving, if communication is sending and receiving, if telepathy is communication sending and receiving, right? Who's sending and who's receiving? That's what's happening. Well, there has to be the transmission, the transmitter sending it out. Right? Like right now, I am transmitting, I'm recording this podcast. I'm sending it out. And then you would be receiving it while you're listening to it. And so when I say channel, it's the same thing as you listening to this podcast. I'm expressing, I'm saying it out loud, like the loudspeaker, what is being communicated. So when I say I'm an open channel, I'm saying that I'm transmitting what I'm receiving. I'm speaking and expressing it. So if the telepathy is a communication, somebody is sending and I'm receiving, I'm just transmitting that and saying it out loud. I'm just the open channel, speaking it. Okay, I want to make sure we're on the same page with that. And again, you know, I bring up the subconscious and ego because, again, we have a lot of false beliefs around this telepathy, what it is, what it is not. And I want to break this down and have a conversation about it because we should be talking about this. This should be more common knowledge. This is normal for me. And I'm very confident when it comes to being an open channel because I'm very tuned in to what I'm receiving. And the thing is that I'm 100% correct every time. I'm always right. I'm always correct. And the thing is that it's not... I'm not making predictions. I'm not guessing. I'm not like, oh, it kind of feels like, no, I know I'm receiving. It's just like me listening to music. And that's exactly the image. I have another image that says music with headphones and you're just tuned in. That's exactly what receptivity and receiving is. It's just like listening to a song, listening to lyrics, you listening to this podcast. That is exactly what telepathy is. And, you know, there's even more judgment, I think, for people. It's like, Well, do you hear voices in your head? Does that make you schizophrenic? Are you crazy? Right? And that should be a podcast as well. Like, what are you hearing? What are you receiving? Are there schizophrenic people? Absolutely. Mental, emotional, and physical. There can be mental illness, emotional illness, physical illness. And we are in a time of a healing. There's a healing chaos going on. Absolutely. So during this great awakening that there's more, right? More to us, there's the healing of those belief systems, right? Healing of the past trauma, healing of the doubt, the fear. There's a healing. As we're awakening, we're healing at the same time. Absolutely. And part of this awakening, you know, it can trigger anger. It can trigger a lot of things. And that's okay to feel whatever you're feeling because it's part of the healing. It's part of the awakening. So embrace what you're feeling, right? And I'll dive deep into any of these conversations. Let me know. I love hearing from you. You can send me an email, lucidlifevibes@gmail.com, or send me a message over on X at lucidlifevibes. I'm here, there, everywhere. Not really. I'm not everywhere. There's a lot of social media I'm not on, but I'm on YouTube. I'm on X. Yeah. And Patreon is the sacred place, the space to have conversations for sure. And you can private message me on Patreon as well. You guys can follow for free on Patreon, or you can jump into the 1111 portal, the membership portal. So let's talk about the horse, because this is a fun conversation. You know, I can be thoughty in these podcasts because we are awakening. We're discovering. We're peeling back the layers. You're having a thought experiment. You're asking powerful questions. You're coming into your own knowing. And I love to host this place and space where you have that time. You can go at your own pace and feel through everything for yourself so you know for you, your truth. So I like taking the time and going slow and processing, because we have to process what we know. Processing what we know, that's part of the awakening. It's part of the healing. And I think that when you really feel through what's happening with telepathy, you go, oh, yeah, I use that. I do that. I receive, or I send. You know, are you sending? Are you receiving? Or are you doing both? You know, I think some people are really good at sending and they might not even know that they're sending out, and some people are better at receiving. You know, people that think they're an empath, they label themselves as an empath. They're just receiving from everybody and they're not filtering it. And most people that think that they're an empath are hyper focused on other people and not themselves. Some of us have to tune out and some of us have to tune in. We're all different. Empathy is part of intuition, but then there's the empathetic, that those, the mediumship, but also the mental, emotion, and physical empathy that we can feel with psychic abilities. So we have, with our intuition, this empathy to be able to feel what we're experiencing with other people. Some people lack that empathy. They have a hard time with knowing there's more than just their perspective, right? And then there's some people that have mental, emotional, and physical needs or disabilities, whatever words you want to put on that, right? That they could be a little bit more at a deficit when it comes to that communication. For example, nonverbal humans, we already talked about that. They have the physical, but yet mentally, they're amazing. Amazing. Truly amazing what's going on mentally and emotionally with these nonverbal humans. You look at them and you go, oh, physically, there's something going on. But mentally, they're probably a higher intelligence than verbal humans, those of us that are talking. I think it's a really fun thing to just start tapping into telepathy and start experimenting with it. You know, maybe like my friend that's like, oh, is somebody communicating? Here's what he said. He goes, I was driving my car and the first time it was like, oh, I think Britt is communicating with me. And then he immediately, his subconscious and ego were like, no, you're just making this up. Like, she's not sending you a message right now. Immediately doubts, he started thinking. And then he was like, wait a second, what if she is? Right? Wait, what if she is? And so he sat with that and tried to see if he could receive words. And then the next morning it happened again. And instead of doubting, he said, okay, I'm open to receiving whatever she's sending. You see, so maybe it's a conversation with your ego and your subconscious, right? Maybe doubt comes in first. Oh, that's not happening. So maybe it's that, wait, maybe it is happening. Let's be open to this occurring. Maybe somebody is telepathically communicating with me. You know, I don't think things are a coincidence. I think it's a coincidence. Again, when awareness is your superpower, the messages are everywhere. It's incredible. So with this horse, let's get back to the white horse Zeus. I'm doing this reading and she asked these other questions and wanted to know about a different horse. But I immediately was like, well, your white horse Zeus has something to say. And so I immediately started channeling, which was, again, I'm just transmitting what I had been receiving from this white horse. And it was all about healing. It was really interesting. It was about healing and a lot of specific things. And she said, wow, that's incredible. I have been doing all of that with him. And I said, well, most of all, he wants you to know that he's telepathically communicating with you. The reason why he's coming in so strong is that he wants you to acknowledge that he's communicating with you. That was his main message, was acknowledgement. And it's interesting because I think that when it comes to our psychic abilities and even our intuition, the inner navigational system, I truly believe that it's awareness and acknowledgement. That's the stick shift. Those are the gears. You know, if I could, you know, like, how do you drive the intuition, the psychic ability? How do you actually like interact with it and work with it and drive that? I would say I shift between awareness and acknowledgement. So when I'm open to receiving as a channel, I'm open to receiving. No fear. I know I'm protected. I have my natural filtration. I'm just open to receiving. And I'm tuned in way up high. I'm not tuned into the negative, heavy. So for me, anything that would be, you know, heavy, dense, negative, it comes across as black or dense or shadows for me. And I know when something is a heavy, dense vibration of negativity for me because it comes across as that, but I am shielded and protected from it. So I see it as a heavy, dark, dense shadow cloud. And I can decide whether I want to know more about that or if I just say, nope, I'm done. I don't do darkness. And so I am channeling the highest vibrations of life force, creation, energy. And animals are very much a part of that. So is nature, because we're the consciousness of nature. So I do receive from, you know, like my plants, my crystals and my plants to me are living beings. And they're buddies. So for me, my plants talk to me. They're like, I need water. I need this. Like, I just hear them. I just hear them. Maybe some people, you know, need to fill the soil. My neighbor's like, I do not have a green thumb at all. She's like, I don't have a green thumb. And I'm like, for me, it's listening. Like, I'm just listening. And the same thing with me with when I cook and bake. I'm just listening. I'm taking in all the senses. I don't necessarily have to time things so much, is I'm just using my awareness, what's happening, right? And so when you become aware of what's going on, you can listen, you can feel, you can use all your senses. And we have way more than five senses. I think we have more than 55. We have so many senses. It's incredible. We're amazing. And when you allow your senses, awaken those senses, and you become more sensitive. I am super sensitive because I'm so open to receiving. But I also know how protected I am from the negative. So if the negative does come forward, I have a choice. I don't have to channel that or receive that. I can say, nope, not open to that. And so for me, with this white horse Zeus that was coming forward, it was this ongoing message that I'm constantly sharing with people, especially in my live stream, which is using your awareness to be open to receiving. And then when you receive, you acknowledge what you receive. You go, I acknowledge that. Kind of like my friend when he was driving the first time. Ooh, Britt's communicating with me. Oh, no, she's not. No, no, no. And then the next time, Britt's communicating with me. Oh, yes, she is. I'm going to be open to receiving. He acknowledged it. And so through that acknowledgement, it gave him the confidence to go, she is communicating with me. So he sent me a text and I said, yes, I am. 100% both times. So he got his confirmation and validation that yes, I was. So now he's going to be more open. See, that's what happens when our subconscious and ego experiences something. We open even more. Oh, yeah, I experienced that thing. That can happen. That can happen. It makes it easier because you now it's been proven that that happens. So the doubt goes away. It's as simple as acknowledge what is coming forward. Yes, grabbing it, embracing it. I acknowledge that I'm receiving this. Then the next thing will come forward. So it's awareness, acknowledge. That's all I'm doing is I'm becoming aware of what's coming forward and I'm acknowledging it. So with the horse, the main message for the owner of this white horse named Zeus was your horse is talking to you. Are you open to receiving? And that was all it was. Are you just open to communicating? Because you can directly have these telepathic communications with your horse, mind to mind, thought to thought, no words needed. You're going to know exactly what he needs. And he's going to know exactly what you need. This horse wants to have or wanted to have this beautiful communication with its owner. Absolutely incredible. And so I don't remember much about this person's reading other than that. And so I did ask the questions that she had around other things and this other horse. And what I do remember is that her white horse Zeus knew about the other horse and what was going on with this other horse. I don't know if she was like, I can't remember if she was did some kind of therapy with horses or something, a therapist with horse. I'm not really sure. I can't really remember. I remember everything about this white horse Zeus. And I will say I could feel her horse's passion for wanting to communicate. Like her horse loves her so much and really wants that communication. And that's incredible. It is true that your dog is waiting for you. That is also in the telepathy tapes. One of my favorite episodes on telepathy tapes is about them talking about the animals. They have on the doctor that actually did the research and the studies around the dogs. It's a true, and they've studied this. This study has been done so many times and proven over and over again with the dogs. when they were doing the experiments, they had so many dogs, so many different dog owners and homes that they were monitoring. And what they were able to figure out is that the dogs would move to the door or to the window or wherever the owner was coming in to greet them when the owner would have the thought that they were coming home. And they had in some of the experiments, the dogs would move away from the window or the door when the owner would turn around and not come back home. So there were times where the owner would be on their way home and they would like have to go back to work or stop at the store or go somewhere to help somebody. The dogs knew at that exact moment when they were like, oh, I can't go home, and would move away. And that's so cool. But they proved that it was down to the absolute moment when the owner knew, okay, I'm coming home, I'm going home. Like when the owner would think, okay, I'm going home, that's when the dog would know they were coming home and start making their way to the door or the window. It's incredible. And a lot of cats absolutely will do the same thing. I'm a cat person. And maybe you've been hearing my dog snore all the way through this podcast. both my dog and my cat were rescue stories. But our dog, we were mining crystals out in magical Arkansas. And one of our favorite spots, somebody had left him and not treated him very nice at all. But he's a large dog and he was barking, barking, barking. And it's, you know, it's crazy. I've never heard him bark ever since. That's the only time I've ever heard him bark. And I'm a cat person and here's this big barking dog. And so we get to this campsite and with magical spring water and crystals everywhere in Mount Ida, Arkansas, and everybody had befriended this dog, that was left, but nobody could get him to actually like come into their RV or their tent or their area. He would stay at a distance. But they knew that he had been left. It wasn't a good situation. So people had been trying to rescue him and people had kind of left food for him. And so when we pulled up, we realized that he was the sweetest thing ever. He was all love and that everybody adored him. And they'd actually come up with a name for him, and named him, but nobody could, again, you know, get him to get close enough to rescue him. The minute we pulled up, he ran straight up to us. He wouldn't leave. He kept trying to come into our tent, jump in our car. The sweetest, I mean, he absolutely picked us. And I felt like he was communicating with me telepathically the entire time. It was incredible. I just felt like I had this deep connection to him, even though I'm a cat person. And it was like, what is happening with this dog? And then we ended up camping next to somebody that actually was going through the telepathy research study at the University of Arkansas. And she was actually staying out at this magical campsite so that she could kind of recharge every night after being at the university in the sterile academia environment using her psychic abilities. Like how perfect was that, that we and our neighbor was this fellow psychic and she was being studied for research purposes. And it was really cool. When you do like a psychic study or a telepathy study in a scientific environment, like a sterile environment, it changes the energy. It changes the vibration. It just changes everything. And I believe it's because we are separated from nature and plants and water and crystals and all these things that assist us. And we're separated. So you don't have crystals. You don't have the nature. You don't have the plants. You don't have all that. And that normally, right, that you would be vibing with, that's part of holding that energy and that vibration, allowing you to be this open channel. And so I do think that it's a little bit more difficult. It's kind of like being in a Faraday cage, if you know anything about that, when you go into an academia or a sterile environment study. And so she actually scored an 80%, which was off the charts with her knowing, which is truly amazing. But she knew that she needed to come back every night after the scientific study and recharge out in nature and tune back in to that frequency. And so she ended up being our neighbor, and she loved this dog. And she was like, I've been trying to get him to come with me. And the minute we pulled up, she's like, he chose you guys. And he did. He absolutely chose us. And he immediately started communicating. It was almost like he was waiting for us. You know, I often look back on the story, and I actually have a psychic story telling the story about the dog. It's All Dogs Go to Heaven. I think it's on season 2 of the podcast here, wherever you're listening. You should just be able to go to the search of wherever you're listening to this podcast and type in All Dogs Go to Heaven. It's a great one. But we had not planned to be at this certain site when we went to Mount Ida. We were supposed to be at a different mine in Story, Arkansas, not Mount Ida. But it didn't work out when we drove in, and there was no Wi-Fi connection or 5G. And we just couldn't get a connection to figure out where we were. So we ended up in Mount Ida. I mean, we just kind of ended up there, which was great. It was a fun little road trip that we were on. So we were just open to wherever we were going. We were open. And our original plans did not work out. And it feels like the dog was barking, like calling us. So weird when I look back. It's like he knew we were coming, and it was like he was waiting for us. And he did pick us. And it was so interesting. A few days later when we left, we, of course, packed him up. We took him to an animal hospital, make sure he was okay. And then we've been loving on him ever since at home. We just adore him. Other people at the site were like, I was trying to rescue him. I tried to get him. I wanted him. He's amazing. The stories are just incredible. But there was this connection, and it did feel like he knew we were coming and he had picked us. And I don't doubt that, because I'm so open telepathically and I'm so open with my heart that there could have been this amazing, right, connection, non-physical connection that he drew us in, right? And he knew we were coming for us to find that spot and connect with him. Was truly incredible. So I absolutely feel like with the dog, and the story about him is amazing. I hope that you go back and listen to it. And I'm going to be revisiting some of those old psychic stories, like the bracelet. Oh my goodness, that one was incredible. And I definitely want to share that with somebody that had Alzheimer's. And my ability to connect with them telepathically through their Alzheimer's state of mind. So when it comes to telepathy, you know, it's not just the animals. It's also all the humans. And even within this Alzheimer's state of mind or coma, we can absolutely communicate telepathically. And the nonverbal humans from the telepathy tapes are showing us as well. I have this one last story. I know I mentioned that crystals and plants are living for me. I mean, clearly plants are alive, but the crystals are alive as well for me. Crystals, they are in our body. There's crystals in your pineal gland. We are crystalline. There's crystals in the earth. Crystals are everywhere. They're in our technology, right? So it's like, we don't see Wi-Fi waves, but they're there, right? I mean, life is physical and non-physical. There's a lot of things that exist that we can't physically touch or see that are real. And the Wi-Fi and 5G show us that. We can't see those waves, but they're there. You know, sound waves are there, but we can't see them. You can see the waves in the water, but you can't see them in the air. Does that mean they're not there? Well, of course they are. And so it's the same thing with our intuition and psychic abilities. Absolutely, they're there. And telepathy is this highest form of communication when you tune in. And when you know it's not in a psychic invasion, it's just a communication. And so as humans, we can communicate, right? Nature can communicate. Animals can communicate. It's a sending and a receiving. And it's not so much, receiving the exact words. When you relax about it, you do get the exact words. I am able to channel the exact words that somebody is thinking or speaking. Absolutely. But at first, you're just really open to the acknowledgement, awareness and acknowledgement, and growing that muscle and creating the habit and knowing that it's true. That's the good place to start. And then it's fun to experiment, right? With friends and family and animals. Like maybe your friends and family aren't into this conversation. Fine. Have fun with the animals. Do it outside with the squirrels and the birds. Talk to the butterflies. I think it's fun to telepathically speak to my animals and see if they respond. Telepathically speak to your loved ones and see if they respond. I am constantly sending telepathic messages to my husband and my son. And it is so cool when I get a text from them or a call right after I send a message. Absolutely. So have your experiments. And if there's nobody to play with you about it, you can still play about it. You can still send telepathic messages to people and see if there's a response. See if they respond. See if they say anything, right? So here's that last little story I wanted to tell you about the crystals. So the telepathy tapes. In one of the episodes, it was one of my favorite parts of the telepathy tapes. There's a nonverbal son, and he was extreme autistic, like to the point of, you know, wiping feces on the wall. I hate to get gross, a moment of ew, but like that. And there were some really negative things going on in the house with this son and with one of the parents that was really negative. And the nonverbal autistic son was so telepathic, he knew about the bad stuff going on with one of the parents. Like he knew, but he was autistic and he couldn't verbalize it. He couldn't say anything. And, you know, physical was a problem for him, but he knew. And he was a child and he was trying to warn. And so the way that that was being expressed was very negative. And so his family, his mother and his siblings, they came to realize how intelligent he was and that he was telepathic. And they realized that he did know what was going on. And that the reason why he was doing those terrible things is that was how the only way he knew to express himself and to get that attention. And so his siblings and his mom absolutely rallied around him and supported him. Such a beautiful story. And realized that he did know and he does know things and he knew everything. It was incredible. And so they all look at him completely different than they did before. But you know, that's a little bit of a challenge because you go from, you know, being so like an infant, right? Diapers and poo everywhere. And really, you're so highly intelligent, but you just can't express that. And that's what was going on. And so flash forward where he's being supported and the family's happy, all is well, everybody's protected and healing. And the mother is very religious. It's a very religious household. And somebody gives the mother three crystals. And the mother says, I had so much judgment over these crystals. I didn't even know what to do with the crystals. Like I didn't know. I was so closed off to what these crystals were. And so she goes home and just kind of puts them away somewhere and didn't even know what to do with these crystals. And the autistic son, she hears him. The minute she puts the crystals away, hears him bouncing all the way down the stairs and bust open the door in whatever room she was in. And he's basically like, give me the crystals. Like, I know you have crystals. And he was having a hard time expressing it because he's nonverbal, right? And so it took a moment. And she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the crystals, the crystals. And so she figured out that he knew she had these crystals. So she pulls out the crystals and he goes on to express, because he had technology in a way that he could communicate with her. And so he begins to express that these crystals are living beings, and that the minute she brought them home, he knew that they were there and that he could communicate with them and sense them. And it's interesting because I do believe that many of us have a connection with all life force creation energy. It's amazing for me because I always know who's pregnant. I always do, whether I know their name or not. Like, I could have a neighbor three houses down I don't know, but I will know she's pregnant because I can feel that life force creation energy. But at the same time, I can also feel the draining of the life force creation energy. And so unfortunately, I've known when my neighbors are very sick as well. And so I can feel that vibration of life, but I can also feel that vibration of the life force energy being drained. And that's the same vibration that was being discussed with this autistic kid. Was he could sense the life force creation energy. He could sense the life. There's a vibration, there's an energy, and it calls to him because he's open. And that, I think, is the difference with many of us, is that some of us are just so wide open to the life force creation energy, whatever is streaming in as that life, it communicates. There's a communication between all the life force creation energy. So for me, I can hear my plants going, I need water. I can hear the crystals. I can hear, right? And that this was that kid from the telepathy tapes that was so highly psychic that he knew every single thing going on in that household, even though everybody in the house thought he was an infant. He was the most intelligent of all of them, highly aware, but he had no way to express that. And so it's interesting to me, nonverbal humans being so open to receiving, whereas all these verbal humans, right, walking, talking, they're so closed off to receiving. And so they don't even think it's there. They're not even aware. And so in the telepathy tapes, when he comes down and he says, begins to express to his mother that these crystals are alive, they're living beings, they communicate with me, I can hear them, I can sense them. It was like a living animal. I mean, she could have brought a puppy home, right? I mean, the puppy would have been the same as those three crystals for him. And so she immediately gave him the crystals. And now, flash forward, he's a young adult and his room is full of crystals and rocks and stones. It's like he's brought the earth in. And so he has a connection and he has filled his room with that energy and vibration that supports him. And it feels so good for him. So some of us, yes, we fill our home with crystals and plants and nature and animals because it's life and it's life force energy. Absolutely. And we can sense that. And we love that communication, the energy exchange. And so there is an energy exchange. So it's interesting to me when I look out at planet Earth, this collective vibration of humans that walk and talk, right? That all have phones on social media. And they're so distracted. They're so entertained. They're so closed-minded. It's so programmed. But then you have all these nonverbal humans and people that have physical disabilities, right? Special needs, that you don't realize how intelligent and how knowing they are and how connected to nature and the universe and that they do know. And so I am passionate about bringing intuition and psychic abilities into mainstream. This should be common knowledge. This should be something we all talk about. I think that we should know how intelligent nonverbal humans are, and give them a way to be verbal and to speak. And the depth of their knowing is incredible. Nonverbal humans actually meet on the Hill. I've actually been on the Hill many times as a child and as an adult. And I think many of you know about the Hill. And this is where we psychically meet up together. Yep. Beyond time and space, we can psychically meet up together. And so what happens is those of us that are telepathic, those of us that know that we can tune into our psychic abilities, we can communicate with others. And so it's like this offline internet in real life. We're just connecting through our thoughts. We're connecting through the sending and receiving of our thoughts and our heart space. And it's absolutely incredible. And so I meet up with people all the time telepathically. I meet with people on the astral planes. And it is possible. It is absolutely possible. There are stories of people that have been telepathically communicating. They know everything about one another and they've never met in person. It kind of sounds like an online romance, right? A pen pal situation, right? You meet somebody online and you haven't met in person, but people are doing this without technology because we are the technology. We're actually the highest technology. We're the living light technology. And so when you truly open to being light and being the life force energy, you realize you are the technology. And we don't need this technology. And so when we go back 10,000 years to these ancient civilizations, we were the technology. I mean, that's what was happening in Atlantis. The human is the highest technology. But there's this tuning in, this tapping in, this alignment to your truth, your soul, your higher self, that non-physical aspect of you. But I think what happens is a lot of people, they get caught up in religion. They get caught up in spirituality. They get caught up with the judgment and they make it something that it's not. And so I am constantly reminded by the animals. And these wild horses, oh my goodness, have reminded me that it's not woo-woo. It's real life. That telepathy is the highest form of communication. And we don't need to dumb things down with words because words really do dumb it down, right? And we might have different words to express something. And so you can even just be as simple as sending the heartfelt message of love, right? It can be as simple as a feeling. And that's the difference with telepathy, is that you can send an intention, an emotion, a feeling, not just the words. And so telepathy isn't necessarily about word for word as it is as much as receiving the emotion, the feeling. But you have to be open, right? And allowing your senses to receive. Again, it's ascending and receiving. So what are the wild horses? What are they saying to you?